Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yisrael Chaim and Yisrael Chaim and Chana Rachel, with Yaakov and Dina Chasha, Shmuel Miriam and Tishna Rachel Leah, Moshe Yudim and Peshet Bina, Yosef Ezra and Esther, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esther, Lebracha Vahatzlacha, Bechol Maase Yedeyim, and the Refuas, Yitzhak Chaim Yichiel, Ben Maras Esther, and the Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we darshin vigarata lebincha bavurze lo amarti al bishashish shematzu maror munachim lefanecha. That when are you supposed to be misaper b'tzis Mitzrayim? When the matz and maror are placed before you. The Briska Rav explains that this is not stama yalfusa and alimud and this man chiyuv, but rather it's a din be'etzem mitzvah sipur yitzis Mitzrayim. That the sipur has to be al matzah u'maror. It's not only the zman hachiyuv, but it has to be mamishin from when there was matzah and maror lufanecha. Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita had a suffix when a person was already mekayim the mitzvah, and he ate his gezayis matzah, and he ate his gezayis maror, is it shaykh to be mekayim the din sipur on matzah maror or not? Because we can say, since he was already mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah and maror, it's no longer shayich to do the sipur, and it's not called anymore munachim lefanecha. So before he does the sipur, if he already did the sipur, if he already ate his matzah and his maror, and if he already was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achilas, Matzah and Maror, maybe he can no longer be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipur, because it's no longer like the Matzah and Maror, Menachem Lefanecha. In the Tosefta and Pesachim, Perek Yud, there's a Maisa, Rangam Lilv, Zakenim, Shayasukum, Bechos Pesach, Kol Alayla, at Kros HaGever. They're also like Beitzis Mitzrayim the whole night, Hilchos Pesach. Kemen Sha'olam Roshachar, Higbiu Milifneem, Venoadu Vahochulem, Lebeis Medrish. So once Amar HaShachar came, they lifted it from in front of them, and then they went to the Beis Medrash. What does this mean? So the Briska Rav explained that Igbiu es HaKi'ara Shebo HaMatzis Me'al HaShulchan. They lifted the plate that had the matzis on it from the table, because Mitzvah Tzipor is Al Matzah Umaru Shemunachem Lefanav. The mitzvah sipur is on the matzah and maror that are before him. And since they finished the sipur, they didn't need these matzahs, so they took these matzahs away. And that's what it says in the Tosefta. They were asukim b'hilchos Pesach, kol ha'layla, kemet shalmet ha'shachar. They removed the matzahs, and they went to the Beis Medrash. They were misayim the sipur. There's no normal need for the matzahs. So we see from this that even after kiyum mitzvah achilas matzah, it's still called menachem lefanecha. It's still called sipur ala matzah, because they had already mizman done the achilas mitzvah achilas matzah and mar, and it was still in front of them. So the fee the payer, according to the parish of the Briska Rav, we have a raya for the suffolk of his son Reb David, that this is the mitzvah of sipur yitzis mitzrayim even after you are mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah and mar. However, the Rashbam and the Orchas Chaim explain, Kol amarba l'sapri tzius mitzvayim reza mishubach haynu shemisaper achar achiloso. So what does this mean? Achar achiloso. So l'chora it would appear that what they mean to say is that achar achiloso, after they ate, it's no longer called munachem lefanecha, and there is no longer a chiyuv of mitzvah sipur, and nevertheless, harei ze mishubach. It's still praiseworthy. Then I'm a kind of yikr mitzvah sipur yitzis mitzrayim, but it's still praiseworthy, even though it's lachar achil, even though they already were makayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah and maror, but it's still mishubach. So lechora, this is not like the Tosefta. So ad kan mi divrei harav mi brisk, that he makes a machlokas here, whether you can be mekayim the mitzvah even la'achar achilas matzah. Fi the Tosefta, it seems that yes, but according to the Havana of the Rashbam, and the Orchas Chaim, no. Now the Iker, his Iker perish in the Rashbam, the Orchas Chaim is shver, because if after they ate, it's no longer called Munachim Lefanecha. So why then did the Rashbam and the Orchas Chaim talk about a case where he already ate? Why do they say Achar Achilasa? Just say Pashat, if that's what you're trying to prove, that they have to be Lefanecha. So say, when the Matzah and more are not Munachim Lefanav al Shulchan, or Reza Meshubach. Why say La'achar Achilasa? La'achar Achilasa is a lot less, it's a lot more ambiguous than just saying that you don't have the Matzah and more Munachim Lefanecha. If that's their Chiddush, that La'achar Achila, it's not called Munachim Lefanecha, and therefore the Sipur is only Meshubach, but it's not Me'ikar Adin, and so why don't they say more Pashut? Why don't they say, Kol Amar V'Sabri Tzius Tzayim Reza Meshubach, Shemesaper Achar, that they took away the Matzah and Maror from the table? Unless you want to say that Hagufa, they're telling us that the eating, even if it's still on the table, the eating and being yotzei the mitzvah is like it's no longer on the table. Okay, we have to understand further. The Rav Sorotzkin brings in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Pei Gimel, Sif Aleph, Mishein Lo Yain Balil Pesach Makadish Ala Pas, Shemavarach Hamotz Mivarach Al Chilas Matzah V'Ochel Masalik Al Shulchan V'Omer Man Ishtana V'Chol Agoda Al Gol Yisrael Mivarach Al Amor V'Ochel. So somebody who doesn't have wine on Lil Pesach makes Kiddush on the bread, he makes Hamotzi, he makes the Bracha V'Alachilas Matzah, he eats, he removes the Shulchan, and then he says Manishtana. And the whole Agoda until Gal Yisrael, and then he makes a bracha on the maror, and then he eats, and then afterwards he puts the matzah and the maror together and he eats that. Says the Bir Agro, Mevarich v'chulei v'acharkach shlo niskan rak achar Agoda koim ha'ilo yain v'kamashakasa b'shal shematzah umaror munachem lefanecha v'af birkas hamatzah yoroi levarich kan kamashakasa v'kuf tesvav amad aleph achar shemilei kreso v'chulei. So what is the Gra telling us? The Gra is telling us that he shouldn't eat the maror and the matzah until after the Haggadah. Because the Haggadah you have to say, B'shah shematzah maror munachim lefanecha. And it's not called munachim lefanecha la'achar achila. And even though you ate matzah earlier, before the Haggadah, the kiyum mitzvah achilas matzah is the matzah that he eats afterwards when he's karech the matzah in the maror. And the matzah he ate originally when he was mekadesh was instead of the wine. And he should really make alachilas matzah when he does the karech, because then he's yotze. Which is not roi levarech alachilas matzah after he was already memalei kreso. Like we say Gabe Maror, that we make the Alechilas Maror B'Tibul Rishon, even though you Yotzei the B'Tibul Sheni, like we see in Tosis and Pesachim Kuf Tezvel V'Amen Alef Divra Maschel Maskif, and so writes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Shein Lechol Matzo Maror Kodem Hagod. And the reason is because you shouldn't after your Mamalei Kreso, it's not right to make the bracha. And so writes Shulchan Aruch HaRav, She'en lechol matzo mara koidim hagada, She'rebe mitzis hagada, we require matzo mara munachim lefanecha. So we see from the Gra on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that midin the sipur has to be on matzah and maror. And it has to be before you ate the matzah and the maror. According to the Gra on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the sipur has to be on matzah and maror. Before you ate the matzah and the maror. Again, Shulchan Aruch, it says, if you don't have wine, so then have matzah instead of wine. And then, say your Haggadah, and then eat your maror together with your matzah and maror, and then matzah and maror together. So, the Gra explains that the reason that when you ate the matzah originally, that was only in place of the yayin, but you ikar mitzvah matzah, you only yotzei later. And the reason is that you have to say the Haggadah on matzah and maror before you bekayem the mitzvah of matzah and maror. And so the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, only then it's called menachem lefanecha, and that seemingly doesn't shtim with the Tosefta. Because the Tosefta seems to say that you can say it the whole night, even after you're Mekayem the Mitzvah Matzah and Maror. So Soretzkin answers as follows, that it says in the Shilta, Shilta Ayin Vav, the Mechayvin Beis Yisrael Amechel Matzah L'nofik Dechovase El B'matzah Mintel Amichim Utzul Shem Matzah V'ileste L'mechel Kulei Sudase Mehayich Demintor Ochil Bereish Mehayich Deloi Mintor V'hodor Ochel Kizayis Mehay Demintor. The Beis Yisrael is chayv to eat matzah, and you have to have matzah that's mishumer, michimutz, l'shem matzah, that it's guarded, l'shem matzah. And then if you don't have, you can't eat the whole thing from a matzah shmura, then first you eat from the matzah that's not shmura, and then you eat a kezayis from matzah that is shmura. And the Haimik Shela writes, Mizei yesh lilmol de mitzvah shei kol suda matzis mitzvah. But ideally, the whole suda should be matzis mitzvah. But if you can't be, then first eat the not shmura, and then eat the shmura l'shem mitzvah. But ideally, the whole suda should be from matzis mitzvah, matzis shmura. And so writes the Orza Rua, the Perish HaPayit, Vashamish al chagazayis dai de mitzvah lecho kol asuda ban seba rak hashamish etzarech lamud min hashulchan dai v'kazayis kol zman shoysek b'mitzvah mikri hakol mitzvah filu yoysir min hachiyuv ayin sham b'dvarav. So you see from this that not only the achilas kazayis rishon is achilas mitzvah, the whole suuda and lil rishon is a mitzvah, and therefore the Or HaZeruah writes that the Shamish, who's serving, so he eats kezayis, that's enough. But ideally, you should have the whole suda be'aseva, but he's serving, so he can only eat a kezayis be'aseva. But ideally, the whole suda should be be'aseva. Because as long as you're all sick in the mitzvah, it's all part of the mitzvah, even more than the chiyuv. So not only is the kezayis rishon a mitzvah, the whole suda is a mitzvah, eating matzah. And so writes famously the Maharal in the Gevurah Hashem in Perek Mem Ches, that the Rishu and Levi says, Shamash shalcha kezayis matzah be'seba b'dievet yatza. So he says from here that whatever you eat, l'el pesach l'chadchila, requires a seba. So yes, you yotzi p'kezayis echad, but the more you eat, the bigger the mitzvah it is. So it's an enlarged mitzvah. So to be yotze, it's enough to have a kezayis be'seba. But ideally, you should have a lot more. The more you have, the better. And hakol be'seva, hakol chelik me'a mitzvah. So everything you eat, a big yisod, everything you eat, all the mats you eat on Leil Tesvav is part of the mitzvah. So based on what we said, it would appear that be'emes the Rashbam and the Orchas Chaim that we mentioned earlier hold that for the mitzvah of sipur require matzu mor menachem lefanav al hashulchan. And if the matzah is not lefanav, it is no Torah sipur. And because of that, they didn't explain kol amarba l'sabra yitzis tzayim reza mishubuch. It's talking about when there's no matzah mor munach lefanav, because in such an instance that there's no matzah mor munachim lefanecha, it's not considered kiyum mitzvah sipur. And you can't say areza mishubuch. It's not, that's not the mitzvah sipur. It has to be munachim lefanecha. But if you already ate a kezayis matzah, and the matzah is still munach lefanav, even though you already yotzei mitzvah achilas, chovas achilas matzah, nevertheless, since if you eat more matzah, it's called kiyum achilas. You eat more matzah, it's called kiyum achilas mitzvah matzah. And memeila, you can also be mekayim the mitzvah sipur. So if you're mesaber b'tzias mitzrayim la'achar achilas, in other words, after yotzei yirka chiyuv, you're still yotzei. It's still meshubach. Why is it still meshubach? Because the matzah is still a matzah of mitzvah. You're right, it's no longer a matzah of chiyuv, but it's a matzah of mitzvah. Because all the matzah that you're eating on the night of the 15th is a mitzvah. And therefore they said, la'achar achilasa, to tell you this chiddush. That there's a mitzvah even after you're mekayim your mitzvah of achila. But they didn't tell you straight away that if you remove the matzah, there's still a mitzvah, because it's not true. If you remove the matzah, there's no longer a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah, there's still matzah there. What's the meaning of this matzah if you're already mekayim your mitzvah? So the answer is there's still a mitzvah to eat matzah. There's still a mitzvah to eat matzah even after you're mekayim your ikuchiyuv of matzah, because all the matzah you eat on Lil Ta, Tetzvav, is part of the mitzvah chilas matzah. And if you masabri tzitzis time, then areza mishubach. So now it would appear that we see in the Tosefta, that even la'achar kiyum mitzvah chilas matzah, it's called munachim lefanecha, yisod ha'davar is because even though you're ready yotzei dechovos v'gzayis, kol ha'matzah she'oichel b'leil tesvav is called kiyum achilas matzah, and therefore it's called sipur ala matzah. So the Rashbam and the Orchas Chaim go very nicely with the Tosefta. Everything stims, everything jives together nicely. Then when the Tosefta said they were oseik b'mitzvah b'hilchas Pesach kol ha'layla, so olam and ha'shachar higbiu milafnem, which the Briska Rav says they removed the matzahs and they went to the Beis Medrash, because pshat is that all night they were being mesaper ala matzahs. Either already mekayim the mitzvah much earlier. So the answer is that as long as there are matzahs on the table, they can still be mesaber b'tzias mitzrayim. Those matzahs are matzahs of mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah to eat more than a kezayis. The more matzah you eat, the better. The bigger mitzvah. So they're really all saying the same thing. You have to be mesaber b'tzias mitzrayim ala matzah ala maror, and that's even after you're mekayim your kechiyuv, because it's a mitzvah to eat matzah even more than your kezayis. Beautiful. Okay, obviously there's so much more to say and to argue and to analyze, but b'siyata d'shmaya, we will hopefully be zochot to continue and learn more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.